removal of the grease from the cooking area is very important because it avoids the chances of getting slipped. Nowadays, the food is usually prepared in the stainless cooking ware, but this type of cooking ware is not useful when the food items are to be microwaved. Therefore, special type of utensils are required when the food is to be made warm in the micro oven. Then it is also very important to report all the accidents that occur while carrying out the different pantry activities. This will tell where is the loophole so that adequate and corrective action can be taken. For example, knee fracture because of the slip on the hospital pantry floor. Then chances of getting burned while switching off the air conditioner in the pantry. Then chances of spreading of this smoke inside the cabin because of the lack of functioning of modular chimneys installed in the kitchen. So these will show that failure of these instruments will cause this type of health hazard. So regular maintenance, then proper training and proper use of these machines are very important to prevent the occurrence of untoward event in the form of accident. Then intensive vermin control measures are very important, and that is why it is very important to do periodic medical checkup for all the cook class 4 employees working in the hospital pantry once in every 6 months. Look for their nails, look for the finger webs, look for the haircut, look for the hygiene part, particularly in relation to any dermatological disease, particularly in relation to their chest, particularly smoking, coughing, etc. They should be given proper training about washing the hand. They should be given proper medicine to control the chance of getting infected with the worms. Therefore, they should be decontaminated by giving different type of vermin control measures like albendazole tablet 400 mg once in a week for 3 weeks. Look for any septic focus in the body like non-healing ulcer, dermatological problem, any fungal ulcer between the finger web, proper care of the nails, etc. Cooking units should be located as conveniently as possible between the preparation unit and the point of distribution in the straight line so that there is no hurdle in transporting the prepared food to the different area where it to be assembled and served. For cold food and salad, the preparation area should be easy access to the point of serving. So cold food and salad has to be served immediately, and therefore it is very important to serve the point food and place the storing material near the dining space. Refrigeration for holding the frozen dessert and garnished food should be maintained below 50 degree Fahrenheit. Serving area equipment should be governed by the methods of service, whether it is centralized or decentralized. When centralized, the table or counter space is required for setting up the tray, and floor space for conveyor should be used for transportation of the food from the preparation area to the patient admitted in the ward, to the hospital's patient's relative in the OPD, in the casualty, etc. So this is a typical picture which is showing the layout of the hospital kitchen. See how the utensils are arranged in the ward, in the utensil frame. This is the cabinet keeping all the material. These are proper floor mat. These are the proper stoves which is used for cooking. This is the washing area. You can see how the taps are arranged. This is the modular chimneys allowing the hot air to move out. Then this is a properly covered switchboard which has got underground wiring and no exposure to the wire cables. And you can also see the floor which has been made non-friction because of the use of different type of floor mats. So dietary service in the hospital had got recognition in 1962 by American Hospital Association and American Dietetic Association, which has approved the guiding principle for contractual service in the hospital setup. Hospital dietary service should be under the direction of qualified food manager, preferably a professionally trained dietitian. Now, hospital dietary service is different from the normal commercial restaurant because the dietary service in the hospital is based according to the need of the patient. It is based with the purpose for the early recovery of the patient. Then this type of the food has to be prepared in dynamic, in very hygienic manner. Although they may not be very tasty in the flavor or may not be very appealing, but they should rejuvenate the patient and allow the early recovery of the patient. Then purchase of the food should be of high quality but at economical cost. Receiving and storing of the food from the supplier is very important. Proper accounting of the sale of the food is also done. The food is prepared according to the need and disease of the patient. For example, the patient of diabetic will require the diabetic diet. The patient of hypertensive will require the salt restricted diet. The patient suffering from the gouty arthritis will require the protein free diet. So the hospital dietary service is different from the commercial restaurant because it is for curing the underlying disease and early recovery of the patient, and it serves as a means of good public relation and image building of the hospital. Whereas commercial restaurant is only for making profit, it is not concerned with the health of the customer. It depends upon only the paying capacity of the patient. The variety of the menu or food item served is more, it is more oily, it may not be hygienically prepared, it may be more appealing in the taste and also in the presentation, but may not be related with curing of the patient. Then less economical pricing is usually done because it is generally money making business and because it is run on the commercial line or commercial purpose. Medical record department. Medical record department is also known as medical MRD. It is a record of scientific, clinical, legal document relating to the patient care. When the patient get admitted, what was the course of the patient's stay during the hospital, what type of treatment was given, what was the condition of the patient at the time of discharge, and the record is preserved in such a way that it can be retrieved as and when required. The first medical record unit was established in 1667 at St. Bartholomew Hospital in London. The earliest attempt at indexing the medical record was made in New York Hospital in 1862, and the common nomenclature for the disease was adopted in 1914. The first course for training for the medical record technician was organized in India by Christian Medical College, Vellore, and the courses for medical record officers are now regularly conducted as a basic course in India. Types of medical record. The medical record may be vital record, important record, useful record, and transient record. The record, as the name indicates, is considered vital because it deals with the vital event such as birth, death, etc. The record is called important because these are the records which are not in current use but of high value, like medical legal records such as the case of rape, homicide, suicide, drowning, organophosphorus poisoning, etc. Useful record, these are the records which are currently used for the patient who are under treatment and regular follow-up, and one can dispatch the medical record as per the need of the patient. That is currently used for doing the correspondence. Transient records are those records which are preserved in the hospital for a small period of time. They are usually patients who are coming to the hospital and referred from the hospital to the higher hospital center for the further treatment, or it may be the patient who come in the casualty, survive for 1 or 2 hours and die. Therefore, records are known as transit record. The medical record department usually contains the medical record data, which is social data, clinical data, administrative data. Social data usually contain the name of the patient, the identification mark, the place which he belonged to, the email ID, the phone number of the patient, etc. The clinical data relate to the medical history, history of drug allergy, the clinical diagnosis, the confirmatory diagnosis, and different type of diagnostic report and treatment provided to support the illness. Administrative data mainly relate to the administrative aspect of clinical patient management, like the name of the consultant, the duration of the stay, the date of the admission, the date of the discharge, the amount of the bill generated, the type of the procedure done, whether the procedure was categorized into major hospital surgery or minor hospital surgery, whether the procedure was done in daycare basis or admission basis, etc., and accordingly the hospital billing has been done for the same. Then this is the chart which shows the division of the medical record, which has the identification section. Then is the bed in which the patient was admitted, the social data, the ward in which the patient was admitted, the different admission number, as well as the discharge, the unit under which the patient was admitted. Then it shows the clinical data, particularly the examination, the diagnosis, the investigation, the day-to-day patient finding, the treatment given, nursing staff notes, the graphic chart, particularly the urine output chart, TPR chart, etc. Then the records are assembled in the properly. Then any incomplete record where the disease is not diagnosed according to international classification of the disease is again referred to the ward, then so that the proper coding of the disease is done according to ICD, proper indexing of the record is done, proper analysis of the record is done, then the proper preservation of the record in the computer by computerized recording of the medical record, which is known as electronic health record, is generated and preserved by microfilming so that the record can be produced as and when required. The location oblique layout of the manpower planning and the function. A medical record department is usually centrally located. The registration counter, which is the important part of medical record department, usually centered or situated at the entrance of the hospital and perform the main role, particularly in the form of help desk. Then adequate security must be provided because the medical record is one of the important sensitive record of the hospital setup. The proper layout of the medical record is very important, especially in relation to the workflow, equipment to be used, and the flow of the record from the desk to desk. Manpower planning of the medical record department. The rule of thumb is to provide one medical record technician for every bed and one medical record officer for 100 beds. So in this chart you will see the medical record, medical technician and medical record assistant. For the hospital which is up to 100 beds, it is only managed by medical record technician and medical record assistant. The hospital which is more than 250 beds is one medical officer and two medical record technician and medical record assistant. Whereas the hospital which is 500 beds will also have one record medical officer but four medical record technician and eight medical record assistant. Medical record manpower planning. The medical record officer is the overall control or in charge of medical record department. He is responsible for the proper supervision, proper working and proper organization of the medical record, particularly the record related to the treatment of the patient, discharge of the patient, diagnosis. Therefore the record should be compiled properly, then records should be complete and records should be properly preserved for easy retrieval of the record as and when required. The proper presentation, proper preservation of the record is very important, and it is the responsibility of the medical record officer for proper completion, compilation, preservation and disposal of medical record. He should ensure that the record is available for the research, medical legal purpose and education. When summoned by the court, the medical record officer has to provide the medical record within 72 hours of receiving summon. Then he should act as a conveyor, particularly in the board meeting, especially in relation to medical audit, quality control audit, etc., because people can forget, but the medical record do not forget. Therefore, it help in assessing the different clinical capability of different type of persons involved in the hospital, like cardiologist, pulmonologist, diabetologist, etc. If they have doing the good work, their work needs to be appraised. If they are not doing work properly, or if there is some lacuna in their work, they has to be reminded about their deficiency in the work, which has to be corrected timely by assessing the medical record. Now, duties of the medical record technician is same as the medical record officer, but it required the proper assembling of the paper, then the coding of the disease as per WHO guideline, then it has to maintain the different type of register, particularly showing the clinical and statistical data received from the ward and various department. It assists the medical record officer to prepare the report annually, which is required for the administrative purpose, and it helps the doctor and researchers to get the record for their references, particularly if they want to do the retrospective analysis of particular disease pattern when the patient is discharged. The space required in the medical record department is that the medical record department, particularly the office, should be 125 to 175 square feet. Its inquiry or help desk should be 250 to 300 square feet. As the bed strength of the hospital increases, the number of the department in the hospital will increase, and therefore more area of the hospital will require more type of records, and therefore the size of the medical record department will increase. Therefore, the hospital which is 50 bedded will require the space of 175 to 200 square feet. The hospital which is 100 bedded will require the space of 250 to 300 square feet. The hospital which is 400 bedded will require the space of 500 to 600 square feet. The hospital which is 500 bedded will require the space of 1000 to 1200 square feet. So in this way you will see that as the bed capacity of the hospital increases, the space required for medical record department will also increase. Now, one of the important aspects of the medical record is the preservation of the record. The record has to be preserved either personally with the patient or with the healthcare provider. That is, some of the records are given to the patient at the time of discharge. Some of the records are preserved with the hospital and can be given as and when required. That is why when you must have seen in the leading newspaper like Tata Memorial Hospital, JJ Group of Hospital, giving the advertisement about the disposal of the medical record, so that if any patient or relative or researchers want to collect the record, they should come in person, pay the deposit amount and take the record. The medical record department has become essential department of every hospital because of this era of medico-legal cases, Consumer Protection Act, etc. Then record is a documentary evidence, because people may forget, but record remember, because everything is documented in the record, and even if you are telling lie, record will prove whether you are correct or not. A secure surveillance system is needed to provide the safeguard of the record, because record is a personal item or personal document of treated individual whose identity should not be disclosed to the other person. Therefore, it is very important to preserve the records of the patient so that it maintain the feature of proper dignity to the patient, and do not pass the information to anyone who is not concerned with the treatment or who are not related to the patient. The recommended guidelines for the proper preservation of the medical record is selection of the paper ink. The paper which is used for writing the medical record should be laid down as per the criteria for specification for the paper of medical record, and the specification is Indian Standard Institution Standard of IS 1774:9-61, which has been revised as IS 1221 1962, because the record has to be preserved for more than 10 years. Therefore, if the paper of the medical record is good, the record can be preserved for the longer period of time. Then the protection of the record from the insect attack. Usually, you know that medical records are usually made of biodegradable material, therefore they may get destroyed by white ant, silver ant, etc. Therefore, it requires the proper fumigation of the medical record room so that medical record is not eaten away by the fungus, white ant, etc. The rack should be made of stainless steel, and wooden rack is avoided, because wooden racks usually are hygroscopic in nature, and during rainy season it may attract moisture, may become swell and promote the fungal infection. Then racks should be located away from the wall, at least 5 inches away from the wall, so that the dampness of the wall is not transferred to the record. Then record should be properly spread with insecticide so that the attack of white ants, which are known to destroy the record, can be prevented. Then record has to be preserved from the atmospheric pollution, and this is mainly important to protect the record from the presence of acidic gases in the environment, like sulfur dioxide, sulfurated hydrogen, which are known to produce the acid burn of the record. Then the record are usually combustible item, and therefore they have to be protected against the fire. So there should be no smoking zone near the medical record section. Then the fire extinguisher should be installed. It should be in working condition. Proper training of the staff should be given how to use fire extinguisher, and it should be properly calibrated so that it becomes serviceable as and when required. All the electrical cables in the medical record department should be underground, should be properly covered, and the proper layout of the electrical wiring is also very important, because if the wiring is done underground, then it is very difficult to check the patency of the wiring. But if you know the proper outline of the electrical wiring, you can trace the fault and correct it. Windows should be covered with wire net frame to safeguard it against the pilferage, sabotage, etc. Temperature and humidity control. The medical records should be controlled and preserved by keeping them in the temperature above 32 degrees centigrade or 90 degree Fahrenheit, and humidity of should be above 70%, because it is known that if the temperature increases or if the humidity increases, it promotes the growth of the microorganism. So the ideal temperature to store the medical record should not be above 32 degrees centigrade, but it should be between 20 to 25 degrees centigrade, that is 72 to 75 degree Fahrenheit, and relative humidity of 45 to 55% is considered ideal to preserve the record. Therefore, previously mentioned temperature and humidity should be avoided in order to preserve the record for longer period of time. Then microfilming of the medical record is important, and best way to do the microfilming of the medical record is computerization of the medical record, because computer has got the better memory. It can be reproduced as and when required, and it stores the large amount of record in a small data file. So this is the picture showing the different racks which are containing the medical record. All the records are serially numbered, have the same type of outer booklet. You see the racks are arranged in such a way that they are usually have 3 to 4 feet distance between them. All the records are arranged in a vertical manner, and their number are displayed on the outer side for the easy identification. You can also see that the racks on which the medical record is kept is mainly made of iron and steel, so that there is no chance of getting contaminated by the humidity, temperature and wooden ants attack. Once you have preserved the record, it is very important to retain the record for a specified period of time. So retention of the record requires the record which is according to the need of the patient. For example, for general category of the patient who do not come under medical legal case, the record has to be preserved up to 7 years. For medical legal patient or medical legal cases like case of drowning, poisoning, rape, suicide, homicide, organophosphorus poisoning, etc., if the patient is admitted in the ward as inpatient, record has to be preserved for 7 years. But if the patient has been given treatment in the outpatient, the record has to be preserved for 5 years. For teaching or the research like medical records, if the medical college has to be preserved up to 7 years. The American Medical Record System Association adopted the policy of retaining the record for 10 years because of the large number of administrative problem and greater awareness among the patient to retrieve the record as and when required. Keeping the record for such a long period consumes a lot of space. So we have seen that record has to be preserved for 5 to 7 years depending on the type of the medical case. Therefore, if the records are preserved in the olden fashion manner, it will become bulky and require more space. So nowadays there is two type of things which is required, is microfilming of the record, that is computerization of the record, and preparing the comprehensive case summary of the record so that the major events mainly related to the patient signs, symptoms, treatment, operative note, the condition of the patient while they stay in the hospital and the condition of the discharge can be noted down, which can be retrieved as and when required. Now, one of the important aspects of the medical record is computerization of the medical record, and it is one of the important activity of Hospital Management Information System, HIMS, because the hospital record which is preserved in the computer can be recalled very easily because of the good memory in the computer. Easy in locating or tracing the patient data whenever needed. And this is very important when somebody want to trace the birth certificate, then they can only do so if they know the date of birth. If one want to know the death date of the patient, which is one of the vital statistics, they can just know from the hospital death record whether the when was the death occurred. On that basis he can get the death certificate. These are very important from the insurance purpose, from the will of the patient related to the property, etc. Then it also helps in the automatic assignment of diseases which the patient suffer from according to international classification of the disease and proper coding system used. Based on the code number, you can easily retrieve the record. It is also simplifies the data abstracting function, and one can get the different chart, different type of diagram or different type of abstract which is needed for the research or teaching purpose. Easy tracing of the patient document is summoned by the court. If the patient document is to be retrieved in the court and if the summon has been sent to the hospital, by simply clicking the indoor number of the patient, one can retrieve the record, and in such cases the hospital authorities have to give the record within 72 hours of getting or receiving summon by the court. Some of the research oriented activities also require the retrieval of the record, because the medicine is based on evidence-based practice and medical education is never complete. That is why the medical education is known as continuing medical education. So whenever the record is preserved, it has to be preserved in a proper manner, and this is known as formatting of the medical record. So traditionally the medical record have been written and kept in the folders. These folders are divided into useful sections with new information added to each section chronologically. Nowadays all the records are computerized with proper indexing. Numbering is done by unit number, serial number, etc. The active records are those records where the patient is still actively coming to the hospital as the follow-up, disease is not entirely cured, and the record has to be maintained. This is very important to note or form the important component of the case control study, which is also known as longitudinal study, particularly related to chronic illness where the death of the patient does not occur, but the illness takes longer time or may remain throughout the life of the patient, such as different type of autoimmune arthritis like ankylosing spondylitis, rheumatoid arthritis, chronic obstructive lung disease, different type of age-related disease like Alzheimer's disease, then is manic depressive psychosis, then is acute panic attack, that is psychiatric illness, dermatological illness like lichen planus, then different type of dermatological illness related to photosensitivity, ophthalmological illness, etc. Because this type of patient usually keep on coming to the hospital for longer period of time, and therefore the record has to be preserved and can be reproduced as and when required. So since the patient is coming and treatment is still going on, these records are known as active record. After formatting of the record, the paper should be properly arranged, and this is known as filing of the medical record. Proper organizing of the document is known as the filing of the medical record. The filing of the medical record helps in the easy identification of each record, and filing can be done by putting the numerical numbers, by putting the alphabet, by putting the serial number, or by putting the terminal digit. Placing the record in the cabinet or the shelf is also very important, and records of the similar disease should be assembled in the similar track so that one can identify from that particular track all the patients suffering from that particular illness, like diabetes, coronary heart disease, ophthalmological disorder, etc. So keeping the record in the track helps in the withdrawal of the record from the cabinet or the shelf as and when required without any hurdle. The numbering of the record is mainly done by unit numbering, serial unit numbering, group digit and terminal digit numbering, where the records are in very large numbers, mostly in the numbers lakhs or millions. So numbering of the record should be done so that record can be easily identified by having the typical number which is stored in the computer.